Well, it was a very well-attended meeting, and for sure those that are involved, as you said, in the pelagic sector, which has been the bedrock of fishing activity in Killybegs and wider afield over recent years, are under enormous pressure. The latest scientific information in relation to the fish stocks indicates there's fish stock has dropped to a very low level, and there's a recommendation to cut the mackerel fishing effort next year by 70%, 40% in blue whiting and 20% in boarfish. That will have a very significant impact on the coastal communities. It'll have an impact on the viability of boats and the processing sector. So I wanted to come at the earliest opportunity and listen to the concerns of those involved and try to understand insofar as I can what we can now try to do to assist this sector. I mean, first thing clearly is a battle at European level, and I'll be taking that battle to the European Commission and to other member states in an effort to try to retain whatever quota we can. Obviously, there are issues then in terms of looking at national policy to see how we can streamline national policies and the way that that impacts on the fishing sector in particular. And then there was a very clear message to me that the government needs to respond by way of some supports to the sector, as it goes through this difficult period. There is a view that the mackerel stocks will recover with the appropriate level of conservation measures put in place over the next 3 to 4 years. But we've got to tide the industry through that period of time. And I'll be working with government colleagues, both Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, and indeed the Minister for Public Expenditure and the Minister for Finance, to try to put together an appropriate response to what's happening here.